Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. This edition of Soundcheck is a reminder of what these sessions sounded like before the pandemic, when we actually had musicians live in our studio. Let's dip into the Soundcheck archives. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The Brooklyn-based orchestral collective known as The Knights began as an informal gathering of friends to play late-night chamber music. Founded by brothers Colin and Eric Jacobson, The Knights have grown into a variable ensemble that brings the element of surprise back into orchestral concerts. Sometimes that's in the way they present the music, and sometimes it's in the music itself, like this septet you're hearing in the background by Andy Akiho. Andy's main instrument is the steel pan, something we usually associate with calypso and almost nothing else. Today, some of the Knights have joined us in the studio, and we'll get a sneak peek at their new recording of this Andy Akiho septet, but they're also going to play live, and we'll begin with a shorter work by Andy Akiho. It's a duo for steel pan and violin called The Ray's End. Here are Andy Akiho and Knights violinist Colin Jacobson to play it.
Thank you.
Neatly done. That's called The Ray's End, a duo for steel pan and violin written by Andy Akiho, who played the steel pan, and Colin Jacobson playing the violin, one of the co-founders with his brother Eric of The Knights. And Colin, good to see you again.
Good to see you, John.
Andy, great to have you here as well.
Great.
Andy, how did you get into playing this instrument in the first place?
I just started an undergrad at the University of South Carolina. And then I fell in love with the sound of it. I didn't know what one was until I was about 18.
Yeah.
And then after I graduated there, I went to Trinidad a lot to play with the big steel bands down there. And then that's why I moved to New York, to play pan.
So do you do the big, you know, carnival thing in the spring and the big parade around Labor Day? And
yes. I used to when I first moved here. And then I started arranging for those bands, too.
Oh. And
that was my start in composition,
or wow,
as an arranger.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, Colin, the Knights are very much a Brooklyn institution, and Brooklyn Rider, the string quartet, from which seems the Knights have sort of grown out of that.
Well, they're kind of were
parallel?
Founded around the same time.
Yeah.
Maybe the Knights predate Brooklyn Rider a little bit, but certainly there's overlap in terms of my brother, co-founder of both groups,
mm-hmm.
and myself and Nicholas Cords, the violist. So, yeah.
Yeah. And you guys are now for several years in residence at Brick.
Yeah.
Which is,
this is our second year working with Brick, and they've been wonderful hosts, and they are really, you know, embedded in the Brooklyn community.
Sure. So Colin, one of the things that the Knights has sort of made it its mission to do, in addition to like kind of reaching out to Brooklyn, to the community at large, is to transform the concert going experience. So what kind of form does that take?
Well, I would say over the course of the four shows this year that we've done at Brick, I mean, which are both, you know, for adults and family concerts, but in some ways, I don't differentiate how we present stuff that much. I mean, obviously, can't do the exact same thing for kids, but mm-hmm. the Knights are a bunch of big kids in some ways, so just going with that feels like we can get on a seven-year-old's level as well as a, you know, 17 or 77, whatever. But you know, in the first show, we had a visual artist, Bushwick-based, Syrian-born Kevorg Murad, working with us on a new telling of Don Quixote.
Yeah. So the Knights, some of the Knights, are here with us in the Soundcheck studio, along with Andy Akiho. We'll talk about his septet in a bit. But Colin, you mentioned Lou Harrison. I've always loved his varied trio, which is an aptly named piece because it's piano, violin, and percussion, but it seems like every part of the piece varies. The sound world varies.
That's right, yeah. Every movement, there are five movements. Every movement has a very different color palette. We're going to do three movements, I mm-hmm. believe, and one of them, he uses china bowls. So Sam Budish here went and had to go search for the right bowls in Chinatown. And then another movement is just violin piano, and then there's one that has all sorts of baking pans and
yeah.
stuff. So
and
again, we could cook you a meal after this
right.
show as well. Yeah.
And again, those baking pans are, you know, there are specific notes that Lou Harrison requests.
Exactly,
so
yeah.
you got to find the right pans that have the right.
It's a percussionist life, you know. There's practicing, but then there's just finding the right instrument.
Well, the studio, you know, we've seen some pretty unusual instruments
I'm
here
sure.
over the years. But here we have the steel pan, we have the baking pans, we have the rice bowls. It sounds like we are ready to have lunch.
Yeah.
But instead, hungry. You want to play some music?
Sure.
All right. Let's hear three movements of The Varied Trio by the late American composer Lou Harrison. It's music for violin, piano, and percussion. Colin Jacobson picking up the violin once again. Stephen Beck is at our piano, and Samuel Budish playing the percussion. Here is another excerpt of live music from members of the Knights. Thank you. three movements from The Varied Trio by the late American composer Lou Harrison, who was a big fan of Eastern, especially Indonesian music, but listened to lots of other things from medieval to minimalism. And you hear a lot of those influences in his Varied Trio, which we heard played by three members of the Knights: Colin Jacobson, once again playing the violin, Stephen Beck playing our piano, and at one point attacking it inside with a mallet, and Samuel Budish, the percussionist. Yeah, Sam played what looked like the contents of one of my kitchen drawers there, and got the Chinese rice bowls of graduated sizes, the baking pans also of different sizes. And so Colin, the Knights is a variable ensemble, just three of you.
It's a varied trio today. It's a varied orchestra, yeah.
In your concert at Brick House, it'll be kind of a fuller,
almost
more orchestral.
Yeah, chamber orchestra size.
Yeah. So how big are the Knights at their biggest?
Oh, well, I'd say the biggest to date has been around 50 people.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's a pretty big ensemble.
Yeah.
And, you know, we mentioned before how the Knights and the string quartet Brooklyn Rider sort of had parallel developments and stuff. And then the sort of the birthplace for all of this was Yo-Yo Ma's Silk Road Ensemble, right? Because that's where we first heard you and your brother Eric and
right.
Nicholas.
Well, those are the three hats that I personally continue to put on and off all the time. And they all roughly come from around the year 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And to be here 15 years later, getting to work with people like Andy is, you know, it's just great. I love it.
And you're still working with Yo-Yo because there's a CD with you guys, with the Knights and Yo-Yo Ma as the featured soloist in one of Osvaldo Golihov's pieces.
Yeah, his cello concerto written for Yo-Yo, which is so beautiful, called Azul.
Which means blue, right?
It does.
Yeah.
And just to quickly get into that, I think we took that piece as a point of departure, which is that the piece is all about the perspective of looking up at the stars with a sense of wonder, and then looking down at the earth from above and seeing from above that it looks very beautiful. You get down on the surface and there's lots of conflict. But maybe in our time, that sense of looking at the world as one thing, which you can do at the mm-hmm. planetarium, for instance, mm-hmm. which is where Osvaldo had the idea for this piece, is a useful perspective. And
yeah.
So all the music is related to that. And it's all pretty much all new music except for Song of the Moon, from Dvorak's opera Rusalka, which was arranged for Yo-Yo to play as well on the album.
And so kind of playing to the think global, act local idea, you know, you have Sufjan Stevens, one of mm-hmm. the mainstays of the Brooklyn indie rock scene, some of his pieces arranged
yeah,
for this record
Mike
as
Atkinson,
well.
Who works closely with him.
And of course, the Silk Road Project, Yo-Yo Ma, one of the great global citizens of the music world. So he's on the record as well.
Yeah.
So members of the Knights are here with us, and Andy Akiho as well. And having heard a couple of live pieces, Andy, we're now going to get a chance to hear some of the recording of the septet. So you have the steel pan, you have the piano, you have percussion, and then, of course, the strings. But especially with piano, pan, and percussion, are they all kind of fighting for the same sonic territory? Do you need to be careful how you deploy your forces here?
Well, I tried to change the sound world even with those instruments. So the piece begins with prepared steel pan. And
how do you prepare a steel pan?
Well, with this piece, use poster tack. Magnets work well, too, but poster tack, it dampens the sound.
It's the sticky stuff? And you
that stuff.
And so when you put it on the part of the pan that makes a noise, it changes the timbre?
It changes the timbre and the pitch.
And
so
the
drops.
Yeah.
It drops. I use it on a C, G, and a D, and it drops them down a half step.
Yeah. Now, how do pans, I mean, do you tune your own? Do they come pre-tuned? How does that work now?
I get them tuned about once a year. That's a very special skill.
Yeah.
That only a few people in the world are really, really good at it.
Because Colin mentioned a couple of times earlier, you know, the history of the pan, and it's a recent history. I mean,
yes.
It's a 20th century instrument, and it really did develop from, like, American Army leaving steel drums of oil behind, right? Empty
yes.
steel drums.
Yes. I mean, and it started from bamboo.
Oh, really?
Biscuit tins and paint cans and And then it ended up with the 55-gallon old drums in the 40s.
And those are the instruments that play the quote-unquote bass role in a pan orchestra, the big ones, right?
Yeah, and they all come from the 55-gallon drums, but depending on what instrument of the orchestra you're playing is how short they call it the skirt. They'll cut that as short.
So what are you playing here?
This is called a tenor pan or a lead pan. And it would be the violin of the steel orchestra.
Okay. Yeah. And as you said, it over 2 octaves, so...
Yeah, it starts on middle C, and it goes 2 1/3 octaves from that. Yeah.
So we're going to hear an excerpt from this septet. What was the genesis of this piece? What got you thinking in this way?
This piece started through a commission through LA Dance Project and choreographer Benjamin Melpier. And they're going to do it one day. But right now, the music exists. And,
I mean, for me, I love this piece, obviously, for its incredible layering of rhythms and that sort of thing. But also just the sense that a lot of the material, and you'll hear this in this, that will just the opening part of the excerpt we're going to listen to, with violins sort of in canon, strings in canon, but playing figures that I haven't really encountered before on the violin that much that feel like they do come from pan, you know,
correct me if I'm wrong, but
somehow that the way that transfers is, and then gets layered is cool in the piece.
Okay, let's hear an excerpt from Andy Akiho's Septet for steel pan, percussion, piano, and string quartet. Just an excerpt from the Septet by Andy Akiho, performed by members of the Knights. And both Andy Akiho and violinist Colin Jacobson, one of the founders of the Knights, here with me in the studio. So the piece, Andy, really is rhythmically quite intricate. I mean, to see Benjamin Millepied choreograph something of this would be... I'd be really curious to see what he makes of it.
Me too. I'm excited to see this.
Colin, always a pleasure to see you, whichever hat you're wearing, Silk Road, Brooklyn Rider, The Knights.
Likewise, John.
And Andy, great to have you with us as well. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
This is Soundcheck. That soundcheck session came from our archives. You can hear lots more and check out our newly produced remote sessions on our website, newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, our producer, Karen Havlick, and I'm John Schaefer.